agree?
Yeah!
They do not want us to breathe.
A black woman decides to shoplift from a store, and when the store owner rightfully restrains her, he is now the one being protested and called a racist. It's time to talk about it.
Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.
Before we get into this insane story, many of you have been asking how you can support the show now that we've gone independent. So I decided to create a Patreon. The link is in the description down below. No pressure to become a patron, but if you do want to support the show, the message we're putting out and the work we're doing, you can click the link in the description down below. Now, most of you guys know that I reside in the state of California. And in the state of California, if you want something from the store, you can just go and shoplift it now. It is essentially legal. But today we're traveling outside of this great state of California, across the pond to the city of London, and in particular, a place known as Peckham, where a black woman has been accused of going inside a hair and beauty store, attempting to steal hair, and then was restrained by the owner. First, we're gonna watch the footage. I've already told you people are protesting, calling this guy racist, saying that there's a systemic problem in the city of London, but let's let you decide with your own eyes what's going on here. So she's gonna appear at the right of the screen. There she is. The shop owner is stopping her, presumably because he sees that she might be stealing. She still attempts to walk out, and she's slapping him. Slapping him, slapping him. He's still trying to stop her. She grabs a basket.
I'm gonna call the police. I'm gonna call the police.
Babe, thank you. Call the police. Call the police. Is this what this is, babe?
I'm calling the police.
Babe, this man put his neck on me. This man just strangled me. Get the fuck off me.
And she continues. Hitting. Is he doing anything? No. But she's still hitting him. And it continues. This is wild, guys. It's just gonna go on and on. And she's presumably on the phone with, who knows, maybe the police. Hopefully get more details here. But in the wake of this, this shop is being protested. People are gathering outside, screaming at the owners of the shop, vandalizing the store, putting signs on the store that say things like violent thugs, also parasitic merchants out of our community, protect black women, go to hell East Asians, as this was an Asian man who was trying to protect the property of his store. You guys know what happens here, right? It fits their narrative of a black woman being assaulted by somebody who is outside of her race, and so they're going to run ragged with the idea that this is some blatant form of racism that is still being perpetuated in the city of London. And if you'd like to hear from these protesters yourself, lucky you, we have a video.
Black women, you're here, right?
Yeah!
You know how we're usually told, angry black woman, today, I don't know if you ever felt that you needed the permission to be angry, but I'm asking you today, are you angry?
Yes!
I can't hear you, are you angry?
Yes!
Yes, so we have every right to be angry.
Okay, you have every right to be angry. At who? And for what? You know who you really should be angry at if you are a black woman who is feeling some sort of strong, visceral feeling towards this story? You should feel angry at the black woman who decided to go inside of a beauty store, grab hair, and think, you know what? Instead of paying for this, I'm just gonna head towards the exit and take this home. That's who you should be mad at. Because by acting as a criminal within your community, she is pushing a stereotype onto you. The people that you should be upset at are the people who make your community look bad. And in this instance, that's exactly what this woman has done. This is what creates real conflict. This is what perpetuates stereotypes. And this is what even pushes forward a narrative of racism. It is people choosing to act like this because they are entitled and feel as though they are owed something by society. But still, the protester goes on. Let's hear it.
Angry because we're always told that beauty is pain. You know, pretty hurts. When we look at the system, at what black women have been through the centuries in order to navigate a white supremacist society, we have died at the hands of beauty. And so when we saw that black woman yesterday with this store owner's hands across her throat, that is a reminder to us of the ways in which they symbolically, as well as literally, hold their hands to our throats. They do not want us to breathe, whether it's a black man, whether it's a black woman. They don't want us to breathe.
They don't want you to breathe? What they really don't want is they don't don't want you stealing their stuff, right? That shop owner, that's his property. That is what he owns. And when you enter his store, you are meant to purchase what you leave with. So it's not that they don't want you breathing. It's that they don't want you stealing their stuff. It's as simple as that.
When we can breathe, we can imagine. And when we can imagine a system different to this one, where we're giving our money constantly to people who hate us.
Right?
Even if we think about the products, we keep saying, oh yeah, you know, we should go to black-owned stores.
Pause. If there's one thing you didn't have to worry about in the situation that we just watched, it was that black woman giving money to a man that was outside of her race. That was not going to happen. And that's exactly why this whole incident took place.
And of course we should. But even the actual products, they're giving us fibroids. They're giving us cancer. Right? So we have to restructure the whole industry as a whole.
Come on!
An industry that's taking billions from us every single year and is systemically trying to kill us at the same time. Right? So I'm asking you again, everybody, not just the black women.
I have to keep pausing. Why would an industry that is making billions from you every single year want you dead? Can somebody make that make sense to me? If what is really in their heads is how much can we profit off of you, even if it's profiting off of your pain, why exactly would they want you dead if you're giving them billions? I'm sure we'll never get an answer on that, but just want to put that out there.
Are you angry?
Yes!
Are you angry?
Yes!
You know what? I have my own chant for these people. Are you delusional?
Yes!
Are you brainwashed?
Yes!
We remain angry. We don't run from the anger. We use the anger constructively to create a system that will serve us better. But this shop can't see us again. No. Are we in agreement that this shop, Peckham Hair and Cosmetics, cannot see us again?
No, they cannot!
Baby girl, I hate to tell you this, but the shop doesn't want to see you again. I think the last thing that that shop owner is thinking is, I want more people exactly like the woman who tried to steal from me in my shop. Now, it's not to say that these people would steal from this shop, but I'm pretty sure they're not worried about having more of you in their store.
I'm gonna hand over to my assistant
boss. Okay, I don't need to hear the speech from the other woman. Guys, I can't help but laugh at this. How delusional do you have to be? So there you have it, guys. You saw the CCTV footage for yourself. You've heard from the protesters. You can come to your own conclusion. I will tell you mine. The UK is looking an awful lot like the US right now, because we get this all the time in the United States, where a black person feels entitled to something, maybe based off this country's history and past transgressions, and decides, I'm going to commit an act of criminality. And then when they are held accountable for having committed such an act, it becomes a racist response from the shop owner. Now, we've heard from the protesters, which is typical in an instance like this, but then you think to yourself, maybe the media is going to cover this. But the media covered it in this case, and by covered it, I mean literally covered it up. Here are some headlines. This one says, call to boycott black hair stores after woman is assaulted, conveniently leaving out the part where she was trying to take hair from the shop. This one says, police quiz man after video shows woman being grabbed by throat in Peckham shop. Again, leaving out a very important detail. And this last one, of many, says, black woman grabbed by throat during incident in Peckham shop. It's crazy to me to think about how we would view this situation had we not had the CCTV footage posted on other platforms. If the media and these protesters were allowed to shape your view on this incident, you would never even know about the instance of shoplifting. You would never even know about the dynamic between the shop owner and the person who was deciding to steal hair from him. You would never know that she was assaulting him before his hands got anywhere near her throat. And this is exactly why you cannot trust the media. You cannot trust them in the US. You apparently cannot trust them in the UK, because they care more about their own agenda and shaping the story and propaganda than they do about you actually having the truth when it comes to situations like this. And you'll get a multitude of reactions on this, where people are all trying to delusionally spin their own tale to fit their narrative of racism. First, you'll get,
she wasn't stealing, even though the footage clearly looks like she was.
And then you'll get the people who say,
okay, she was stealing, but did you have to grab her by the neck? That seems a little uncalled for.
Because these individuals in particular don't like to focus on the actual crime that's been committed. They like to focus on the reaction to the crime, much like the media did in all of those headlines. And then lastly, you have my personal favorite.
She stole because she had to. You don't know what life is like for black people. people in the UK. We are constantly oppressed by this greater system and institution. She needed that 24-inch curly connectlon weave.
And that one you should be the most offended by, in my opinion. The soft bigotry of low expectations, that people think so little of black people, and apparently black women in this case, that they feel as though we must be moved to steal. We're just a product of our environment and this history of oppression. We have no other choice. In fact, our brains can't even compute any other decision than going into a store and shoplifting. As you can probably tell, I could go on in this situation, but what we have here in this story out of Peckham is a classic case of we should be able to do whatever it is that we want because we are black and we are entitled due to this nation's history of oppression. And there's no greater place to spin this narrative than the UK, right? With their history of colonialism and moving around the world and the British Empire. The historical roots there go deep. And in the modern day and age, people will exploit that to the furthest extent that they can. And that's what we have on our hands here. So what we must do is challenge that narrative and call these people out. It was not okay for that woman to shoplift. She effed around. She found out. And now the shop owner is the one who's being punished for simply protecting his property. And as black people who are watching this situation play out, we should be more angry at that black woman than anyone else. She is perpetuating a stereotype. She is pushing forward a narrative that we have no other choice in our lives. We have no other way to compute decisions in our brain than to go forward and to shoplift and steal property from other individuals. You should be enraged by the people who do not take the law seriously. You should be enraged by the people who are willing to paint a picture of blackness that looks like this. Because at the end of the day, they are sowing more racial divide than racial unity. They might tell you they are about tolerance and mending the divide and creating equality, but they are doing the exact opposite day in and day out when they flip stories like this and take to the streets to protest in the name of somebody who is committing a crime. Let it be known, these people are not trying to bridge any sort of divide. That bridge was burned a long time ago. Instead of saying we want to participate as active members of a society and equal members of a society, where we go into the same shops as you do, we enjoy the same culture as you do, and of course, we pay for products just like everybody else, they feel a sense of entitlement towards acting any which way within your community. And I can't think of a better way of creating a culture of racial animosity than that. It's funny that the protester in the video says that we should only be patronizing black-owned shops and we should only be going to black people with our business. If this is the kind of behavior that you condone, then I guess so. Just take it to black shops and black-owned businesses. But what you're gonna find is there's a lot of other black people like me who also don't like this sort of behavior and also don't like that you are taking to the streets and using this as a form of protest, calling this an act of racism. You are wrong, this is wrong, and any chance that we get, we should call this out and bring light to it. Those are just my thoughts. Let me know how you feel in the comments down below. As always, I encourage healthy debate, so if you disagree, duke it out down below, but do so respectfully. Plus, if you like this video, you could like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every single day. And we'll be back, hopefully, with a story that is less infuriating than this one. Bye, guys. Yeah, you better.